This is Louis Navalier. Okay, on the surface, it looks like the stock market is backing and filling, but please don't worry about it. We've made a fair amount of money in the last few days. Also, the stocks are still announcing better than expected results or gapping higher. A good example today is Vertiv Holdings, VRD. That's a big competitor for Supermicro Computer and obviously Supermicro had great results. Vertiv had great results, good guidance. And probably the biggest news for us is that Taiwan Semiconductor yesterday announced that their January sales are up almost 37%. Now that's the strongest in several months, and they provided sales guidance of 30% for the entire year. So that just means the AI boom is a lot stronger than we had anticipated. And in the wake of that, it means NVIDIA is going to have a blowout quarter when they announce on February 25th. And that'll be the grand finale for this earnings announcement season. Now, as many of you know, NVIDIA, because of its $5 trillion market cap, can have a physics problem going up sometimes. But the results are expected to be so extraordinary and that hopefully it'll get it to $6 trillion market cap pretty fast. But I'm ecstatic with the results I'm seeing this quarter. And I just think we should let the earnings do their thing and drop kick and drive all our stocks higher one by one. It's as simple as that. Obviously, if a company doesn't guide higher or if it doesn't hit on every criteria, I might lighten up and sell something good to buy something better. The stocks I've been selling all have good results, by the way. So we have gotten the point where we are selling good stocks to buy better stocks. Okay, this fascination that AI is going to destroy everybody's jobs, and you know they hit all the software companies, and yesterday they hit the financial stocks. You know that all the financial jobs would be eliminated by AI. That's a false narrative, you know, but Wall Street does have this rotation underway, and it will hit sector after sector from time to time. We've been largely unscathed by that selling pressure. The other comment I have is gold's still doing incredibly well, and so you want to have our gold mining stocks with your tech stocks, and it's a powerful 1-2 punch. And of course, Eli Lilly is doing amazingly well. I was actually at Fox Business today in New York when the Novo Nordisk executive was explaining how they're trying to compete with Lilly. And but Lilly has definitely got the lead right now. And but Novo's trying to fight back. Okay. The other comment I'd have is that bond yields are up a bit today. Because the payroll report now, essentially, although it said we created 130,000 jobs in January, 172,000 were private because we lost 42,000 government jobs. Now, ADP says we created 22,000 private jobs, and the Labor Department said 172,000. So I don't know if there's a seasonal adjustment in there or what, but obviously it was a good report. It caused bond yields to go higher, and it caused the perception the Fed may not cut till May. May is when Kevin Warsh should take over. He's betting on big productivity gains. And speaking of productivity gains, probably the most outrageous comment has come from President Trump predicting 15% GDP growth when he did an interview with Larry Kudlow. So I went and listened to that. I assumed he was talking about his entire second term, he could grow the economy by 15%. But no, listening to that, he meant an annual pace of 15%. The only way that's possible is to go from a trade deficit to a trade surplus and to have incredible productivity gains of 8 or 9%, plus, you know, our normal consumer spending. So, obviously, that's a high bar that President Trump has set for himself. Obviously, he's three times higher than the most optimistic forecasts out there. But it shows what he wants to do. And that kind of optimism is addictive. So I realize the economy is uneven. It's not lifting all sectors. But we're getting increasing evidence this earnings announcement season that the U.S. has got robust GDP growth. And we're off to an incredible start this year. So I want you to enjoy this earnings announcement season. We got a couple more weeks. And then NVIDIA will be the grand finale. It gets bumpy in February. It's a profit-taking month. This February is much stronger than normal. Obviously, we had some profit-taking not too long ago. But good stocks always bounce right back. So any dip is a buying opportunity. Any stock that surges has got to back and fill a bit. But, we're off to an incredible start this year, folks. So my prediction for at least a 60% return this year, which I made on Fox Business recently, I'm sticking to that, okay? So, and that's my, just, you know, my earnings growth on blue chip stocks. So if I can have no PE compression, I'll be up 60%. Because that's our underlying earnings growth. So hang on, enjoy the ride. I'm having a lot of fun. I hope you are too. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions.